Japan has gone from front-runner to laggard in the three-boat race to build Australia's next fleet of submarines, earning criticism for being too secretive. But today, a delegation of Japanese government and industry officials will make their strongest move yet to get the bid back on track. They're visiting Adelaide and will front the Australian media for the first time. A Japanese defence advisor and former naval chief says Japan initially didn't understand the public relations game being played by its competitors, but now it does. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
The French and German companies bidding for Australia's $20 billion submarine contract have been competing on two fronts, in the government's so-called competitive evaluation process and in the media. Japan has been avoiding the second battleground, but that's set to change today, with a delegation staging a press event in Adelaide before meeting with industry and visiting the shipyards. Former Japanese Commander-in-Chief, retired Rear Admiral Yoji Koda, says it's an important step.
Actually, the first exposure, or Japanese exposure to the Adelaide, you know. So that's really significant for the local peoples and also to the Australia itself, yeah.
Yoji Koda now works as an advisor to one of the country's shipbuilding companies and the National Security Secretary. This is the first time the pacifist country has competed in a defence bid like this, and it shows. He says they're rookies, and that's posed some problems.
The Japanese team is gradually, you know, solving those problems. But still, there are some areas Japan is not so doing well.
The Japanese have been criticised in the past for being too secretive. That's amplified by the PR offensive that their German and French competitors have launched. But Mr. Koda says the Japanese team is learning those tactics.
I strongly believe, you know, the engineering capability or technology of experience of building the larger submarine. You know, I think Japan is still in the lead. But at the same time, you know, there are several other things we need to take into consideration. One is the public relations. So, yes, for the first time, Japanese team shows up at the Adelaide and they speak to the public, and also they have some conference with the Australian team, and I hope that will be convincing to the Australian people, yeah.
Yes, do you think that's important in them, in the Japanese team, getting the Australian public on side?
Sure, of course. Japanese understanding is play in the within the soccer field or football field, just how well we will be able to build the submarine. And Japanese teams just started understanding those are another key things to win the game. So I think the team will allocate a lot of resources on those areas.
South Australian Independent Senator Nick Xenophon says he's glad to see the change in approach.
When I was in Japan a few weeks ago, I made that very point to them that in contrast to the Germans and the French, who have been engaging with industry and with media and with government, there's been very little of that at an industry and public level with the Japanese bid, and I thought it was important that the playing field be levelled so that there is an equivalent amount of engagement from the three bid nations.
A decision on the submarines will be made next year.
Natalie Whiting with that report.